Là, tôi sau sẽ sai lầm prayer to prepare our hearts. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we shall commence with our family altar. Can we sing hymn 248? Hymn 248. In the name of Jesus, I speak. We give thanks to our Lord Jesus. For tonight, family altar, we will discuss two psalms. We will discuss two psalms. Psalms number 111 and Psalms number 112. So tonight, for our family altar, we will discuss Psalms number 111 and Psalms 112. These two psalms are considered twins. Probably, it is written by the same author and intended to be kept together. They actually introduce a series of praise psalms or hallelujah psalms. This one we will introduce another time. So here, these two psalms, Psalms 111 and Psalms 112, they introduce a series of hallelujah or the praise psalms. But then it stands apart from these praise psalms, hallelujah psalms, in traditional Jewish worship use. But then here in the psalms, since it is placed before the praise or hallelujah psalms, so it acts as an introduction to this series of psalms. And then they stand apart from this praise hallelujah psalms in traditional Jewish worship use. Structurally, these both psalms are alphabetic acrostic. Last time we have mentioned alphabetic acrostic according to the Jewish alphabet. So structurally, these two psalms are alphabetic acrostic. But then it is unique in that each half line advances the alphabet. So these two psalms, they are considered in a way twins. And they are linked together. We will first discuss Psalms number 112, and then Psalms 111, and then Psalms 112, and then we will also see the link. Let us read through Psalms 111 first. Praise the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart, in the company of the upright and in the assembly. Great are the works of the Lord. They are studied by all who delight in them. Splendid and majestic is his work. His righteousness endures forever. He has made his wonders to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. He has given food to those who fear him. He will remember his covenant forever. He has made known to his people the power of his works in giving them the heritage of the nations. The works of his hands are truth and justice. All his precepts are sure. They are upheld forever and ever. They are performed in truth and uprightness. He has sent redemption to his people. He has ordained his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do his commandments. His praise endures forever. So here, this is the content of Psalms number 111. Here, in these two times, there's no superscription. So here, in this Psalms 111, we can see it is a praise, to praise God for his works. So it is a praise, hymn or psalm. It is to praise God for his works. And then this psalm, we can see it combines hymnic praise, like in verse 1, with wisdom instruction in verse 10. So this Psalms 111, praise God for his works. Let us go through. Let us see the introduction. Praise the Lord. So hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart. So to give thanks to the Lord with all his heart. Where? To whom? In the company of the upright and in the assembly. So we can see he will praise and thank the Lord in the company of the upright. And then also in the assembly, the congregation, the Septuagint. So it is ecclesia, the called out assembly. So here we are able to see to give thanks, to praise God in the company of the upright and in the assembly. So probably a more intimate circle, this company of upright than the assembly. But no matter what, in these two groups, he will praise the Lord, thank the Lord. So to thank the Lord for what? Let's see verses 2 to 5. 2 to 5 can be one part, and then 6 to 9 another part. Let's see verses 2 to 5 and then 6 to 9, but in a way they are also linked. Let's see verse 2. Great are the works of the Lord. So to praise and thank the Lord for what? The great works of the Lord. Great are the works of the Lord. They are studied by all who delight in them. So what are these works of the Lord? Whereby those who delight in them, they will study, they will observe. What is this? So verse 5, he has given food to those who fear him. He will remember his covenant forever. So these are the great works of the Lord. He has given food to those who fear him. So he sustained them, blessed them. He will remember his covenant forever. Why? And what are the basis? Verse 3 and 4. Splendid and majestic is his work, and his righteousness endures forever. He has made his wonders to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. So here we can see, to praise and thank the Lord for his great works. So his great works are in providence, sustenance for his people. So he had remembered his covenant because of his righteousness and also his graciousness and compassion. So we can see these wonderful works of God. And then verses 6 to 9. Verses 6 to 9. He has made known to his people the power of his works. So He has made known to his people the power of his works. So to praise and thank God for what? In that, in giving them the heritage of the nations. So the Lord has given them the heritage, the inheritance of the nations. Verse 9, he had sent redemption to his people. So redemption. He has ordained his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. So this is what the Lord has done. He has redeemed his people. He has ordained his covenant forever. He has given the heritage of the nations to his people. On what basis? Verse 7, verse 8. The works of his hands are truth and justice. All his precepts are sure. They are upheld forever and ever. They are performed in truth and uprightness. So therefore, need to praise and thank God. So these are the wonderful works of God. So here, the psalmist, we can see, he praised and thanked God for his works, for these wonderful works of God. Just now we say that there are links between this part. If we see verse 2, great are the works of the Lord. They are studied by all who delight in them. So great are the works of the Lord. Also, they are studied by all who delight in them. And then verse 6, he has made known to his people the power of his works in giving them the heritage of the nations. So it is studied, it is made known. And then we are able to see verse 6 says, he gave them the heritage of a nation. And then verse 9, redemption, the covenant. And then verse 5, given them food. He remembered his covenant. So they are all linked together. It described to us the wonderful works of God. So it is to be studied. It is made known. So everyone can praise, thank God, magnify him. Because he has redeemed them, ordained the covenant with them, given them the heritage, and then also has sustained and provided them. So should thank the Lord. So for this group of people, so verse 10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So it is a calling for these people to fear the Lord. It is the beginning of wisdom. And then a good understanding have all those who do his commandments or his praise endure forever. So here, calling upon these people to praise him, thank him, to fear him, and then to keep his commandment, manifest it in life. Okay, now let us see Psalms number 112. Let us read through Psalms 112. Praise the Lord. How blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who greatly delight in his commandments. His descendants will be mighty on the earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Light arises in the darkness for the upright. He is gracious and compassionate and righteous. It is well with the man who is gracious and lent. He will maintain his course in judgment. He will never be shaken. The righteous will be remembered forever. He will not fear evil tidings. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. His heart is upheld. He will not fear until he looks with satisfaction on his adversaries. He has given freely to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn will be exalted in honor. The wicked will see it and be vexed, and he will gnash his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked will perish. So in this Psalms 112, we can see, tell us, blessed are the godly, the upright. So blessed are the godly, the upright. So it is linked together with Psalms number 111. So Psalms number 111, those who have blessed by the Lord, the works of God. So they are to fear the Lord. This is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do his commandment. So in Psalms number 112, it tells us, so these are the godly, these are the upright. Blessed are these, the godly, the upright. So those who walk in the commandment of the Lord, those who fear the Lord, these are like what Psalms 111 verse 1 say. These are the company of the upright. So this is a psalm. Blessed are the godly, the upright. So verse 1. Praise the Lord. How blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in his commandment. So these are the people who described just now in Psalms number 111. Especially verse 10. So blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who greatly delight in his commandments. Let us see what will happen to these godly upright people. Same again, verses 2 to 5 one part, 6 to 9 one part, but they are linked together. His descendants will be mighty on the earth. So they are blessed. He will be blessed and his descendants will be mighty on the earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Light arises in the darkness for the upright. He is gracious and compassionate and righteous. So here we can see the blessings and then the characteristic of this godly upright. So the generation descendant will be mighty. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches will be in his house. How he continued to walk in righteousness and then gracious and also compassionate. Light will arise in darkness. And then verse 5, it is well with the man who is gracious and lend. He will maintain his course in judgment. So we can see these godly upright people, God bless them, but then they are gracious and they lend. So he will maintain his course in judgment. Mercy triumphs over judgment. And then let's see verse 6 to verse 9. He will never be shaken. The righteous will be remembered forever. So they will not be shaken. Those who fear God, keep his commandments, he will never be shaken. The righteous will be also remembered forever before God and before man. Verse 7. He will not fear evil tidings or evil news. There's nothing for people to accuse him because he is never shaken. He'll be remembered before God and man, pleasing to God, pleasing to man, honorable. So he will not fear evil tidings or any bad news or accusation. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. His heart is upheld. He will not fear until he looks with satisfaction on his adversaries. So light will definitely shine in darkness for the upright. So his heart is upheld. He will not fear. And then we can see his graciousness, compassion. He has given freely to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn will be exalted in honor. So he has given freely to the poor. His righteousness endure. His strength will be exalted. Will be honored. Like verse 6 says, he will never be shaken. The righteous will be remembered before God and also before man. So here we can see the blessings of those who fear God, keep his commandments. Blessings for the godly, the upright. So we can see, so verses 2 to 5, 6 to 9, they are linked together. We can see especially verse 5 and verse 9. It is well with the man who is gracious and lend. He will maintain his course in judgment. He has given freely to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn will be exalted in honor. And then, vice versa, verse 10. The wicked will see it and then they'll be vexed. They'll be angry. He will gnash his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked will perish. So these are the wicked, those who does not fear God, keep his commandments, and does not practice righteousness, not gracious, not compassionate. This Psalms number 111 and Psalms number 112. So these Psalms are linked together. They are linked together. In Psalms number 111, we can see the Lord's righteousness endures forever. And then, who is gracious and merciful? So Psalms number 111, verse 3 and 4, focus upon the Lord. So here, it is the Lord's righteousness that endures forever, and who is gracious and merciful. And then Psalms number 112, we can see it is the godly, it is the godly, the upright person whose righteousness and also endures forever, and who is gracious and compassionate. In Psalms number 112, verse 3 and 4. So the focus is upon the godly and the upright. The godly and the upright. So the godly, the upright person whose righteousness endures forever and who is gracious and compassionate. So we can see, as such, it is linked up together, Psalms 111 and 112. The focus, Psalms 111 is the Lord's righteousness endures forever, who is gracious and merciful. And Psalms 112, it is the godly, the upright person, whose righteousness endures forever and who is gracious and merciful. And then, very important here, the link is Psalms number 111, we can see those who are redeemed by the Lord. Those who are redeemed by the Lord, they are called upon to fear the Lord and then to do His commandments. So, we can see God's moral trait or character is reflected in the godly and upright. So, in Psalms 111, we can see God's righteousness. We can see God's character, God's trait, God's virtues. And then Psalms 112 focus upon the godly, the upright. So, God's moral character is reflected in the godly and the upright. And then we are able to see the goal of redemption in Psalms 111 is to save. But then we can also see in Psalms 112, the goal of redemption is to save and also to change and to renew the image of God in that person. So those who have been redeemed, they must fear God, revere God, keep His commandments. So the goal of redemption is to save and also to change and renew. So in Psalms 112, we can see these are the upright, those who fear God. They are renewed, they are being changed. So they manifest God's moral trait and character in their life. So the goal of redemption is to save and also to change and renew the image of God in that person. So we can see Psalms 111 verse 1 and 112 tell us about this. So we give thanks to the Lord today for us who have been redeemed by the Lord. So there must be spiritual nurture cultivation to change, to renew to the image of the Lord, to manifest God's moral character in us, in our life. We give thanks to the Lord. We will now pray. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Holy Spirit, Kata 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 k Let us recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. We give thanks to our Lord Jesus, our family author, we end here tonight. Peace be unto you all. Amen.